For most of the summer, the three people who live in Five Finger Lighthouse only have each other and the local wildlife for company.
We all live here together on this small island, so everybody knows everybody else. You know, the crows and the eagles and the marine mammals, we all get along and put up with each other.
Paul Sharp is the lighthouse keeper for the 2015 summer season. Although he says, like much on the island, the term lighthouse keeper is a bit of a relic.
Because really, we take care of everything but the light.
While the Coast Guard maintains the light, the everything else Sharp is talking about means his home for the summer. The view from here is all rainforest-covered mountains, snowy peaks and wild seas. But the lighthouse itself is something of the more homey variety.
Okay, so this is our main living area. We have the galley, the kitchen area, and this has come back a long ways from what it used to look like. You know, every time.
That's because with money raised by the Lighthouse Association and a bit of love and care, people like Paul Sharp have made this into a home. Bottles of wine are laid out on the counter, wooden snowshoes hang down from the ceiling, and old pictures of suitably bearded former lighthouse keepers adorn the wall. Upstairs is the light itself.
And this is the tower. Have one hand available here. And this is the cupola. And of course the light's not on now.
Keeping a place like this livable and accessible is difficult. Since 2011, the Alaska Whale Foundation has been researching humpbacks from the island. And that kind of work, together with the upkeep of the 1932 Art Deco building, costs money.
This lighthouse, she's served well. You know, what are our choices? We let it just kind of die and decay, fall apart, or we can help it reinvent itself.
And today is part of that reinvention.
Gonna do the landing.
Roger that. Right now, the east side looks like you could maybe land there.
The tourists are coming.
Okay. Woo! I got the water in the...
There are about 70 of them, replete with sun visors, backpacks, and yoga mats. The island's never had this many visitors on it before. One of the reasons is it's not easy to access. The cruisers have to clamber across hidden rocks while the skiff's captain negotiates the rising tide. But as they slowly make their way onto shore, the sounds of the crows and the eagles are joined by the chatter of excited tourists and their guides.
You guys want to see the bald eagle's nest and take the trail towards the lighthouse?
Yeah.
Follow me.
A couple of those tourists have come all the way from the Berkshires in Massachusetts. Joel Grossman helps his wife Judy take her shoe off after she slipped getting off the boat.
You want to take your sock off?
No, because wool I think is good. Would you help me?
We'll just push it.
It is extremely
have
exciting.
Have you met the princess summer, fall, winter, spring here?
He might think she's a princess, but she isn't fazed.
It's fascinating, and I'm not a young chick. And to be able
she's
to do this.
She's a chick, she's just not young.
But then I decided I wanted to do it, and I'm doing it, so it's on my bucket list.
They head into the lighthouse, which is now teeming with people. There are sweatshirts and postcards laid out on the table. Paul Sharp's even turned into a businessman flogging souvenirs.
Just sold a t-shirt, actually, yeah.
And Megan Moran, who's the cruise ship yoga teacher, says these souvenirs have a unique selling point.
You can only get it here. I mean, where else are you going to get the Five Fingers?
But it's not just the shop that's causing excitement. Judy Grossman's granddaughter, Lily, is an 11-year-old New Yorker who's just come down from the top of the light.
I don't think I would want to go up those stairs every day.
Do you have an elevator in your building in New York?
Yeah, we have four. I barely ever climb the stairs.
Both the tourists and the lighthouse are trying out something new. And Paul Sharp says in the long run, this is how this place and the whale research that goes on here will survive.
This is how we funded our replacement hydrophone after it got taken by a sea lion. It's actually really important for us. The more the merrier. You know, in a couple hours they'll all be gone and it'll be really quiet here and we'll be all by ourselves.
For now though, they're still here. And the only way to wind down an afternoon on a craggy outpost in the middle of Frederick Sound is with a mass yoga session on top of the helipad.
Welcome to yoga at Five Fingers Lighthouse. How cool is this? So everyone comes to the front of their mats, feet hip width apart. Let's close our eyes and just take a few deep breaths, connecting your breath, thinking about your breath.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.